Wish for a Fish by Bonnie Worth, illustrated by Aristides Ruiz. When you hear the bell, turn the page. I'm the Cat in the Hat, and I hear that you wish to go down to the sea and to visit the fish. So please climb on board SS Undersea Glubber. It is made out of shark skin and very fine rubber. It will take us down deep, deep down under the sea. We will start at the top and go deep as can be. The top parts are sunny, the bottom parts black. We'll go to the bottom and then we'll come back. Sunny zone, twilight zone, dark zone, abyss. The trench at the bottom you won't want to miss. Sunny zone, sea level to 660 feet. The sunny zone is where our sea visit starts. Most of our sea life is found in these parts. The law of the sea is the same as on land. I'll call it the food chain so you'll understand. Big fish eat smaller fish and so on until you get down to one of the tiniest krill. If you're wishing for fish, there are lots of them here. I see herring and mackerel swimming quite near. Fish can lay eggs. They have fins and fish tails, and most fish have bodies all covered with scales. These scales, they are coated with slippery slime. The slime keeps out germs, at least most of the time. Fish open their mouths and they let water in. That's when the gills' job really starts to kick in. Gills sift through the water and pull out the air. They help the fish find all the air that is there. The jellyfish is the most interesting fella. He looks kind of like a transparent umbrella. Stay away from his tentacles, those long stringy things. They stun prey by giving off hundreds of stings. Of the hundreds of kinds of sharks in the sea, we only have time now to visit with three. The 6-inch-long dogfish, no, it never barks. The 50-foot whale shark, the Mack truck of sharks. And what have we here? It is called the Great White for its white belly, great teeth, and great big deep bite. A shark grows its teeth in neat rows in its face. When the front row wears out, the next row takes its place. As your ears and your nose, that's what makes them so tough. The stuff is called cartilage. It folds and it bends, and when it is torn, the cartilage mends. What else can we see in this nice sunny water? Oh, say, see the manatee and her calf daughter. Manatees are mammals like you and like me. They have lungs and give milk to their babies, you see. Another sea mammal we'll see is the whale. It's the largest of mammals we'll see without fail. The great whale family is split into two. Toothed whales, like the orca, and baleen, like the blue. Baleen fills the blue whale's mouth like a gill. As water flows through it, it strains out the krill. These toothed whales are orcas, and few can defeat them. They like to hunt seals and to catch them and eat them. The narwhal's one tusk sticks out like a horn. It looks so much like a one-horned unicorn. All whales hold their breath when they dive down below, and when they come up, let it out with a blow. Before we go deeper, let's all wave hello to our mammal pals, dolphins. That's them down below. A dolphin can see in the night. Wonder why? Echolocation. It works like an eye. It sends out a click, and the click bounces back, and the sound of that click helps the dolphin keep track of where it is going and which fish is where and whether some foe, like a shark, might be there. Shake hands with the octopus. Isn't it great? With arm after arm, just for hugging. Yikes! 8! Dear Dick and Sweet Sally, tell me, what would you think if I told you the octopus shoots out a dark ink? It squirts out the ink in some enemy's face and then swims away to a much safer place. Twilight Zone, 660 to 3,300 feet. Of all of the fights that are fought in the sea, there's one that is the biggest, if you're asking me. Like all whales, the sperm whale must come up for air, but this one can dive and then stay way down there for 2 hours or more at 3,000 feet, shopping for giant squid to eat. Dark Zone, 3,300 to 13,200 feet. Get out your flashlights, it's dark way down here, and the fish are beginning to look very queer. The Gigantora and the Big Mouth Eel, the Whip Nose, which comes with its own rod and reel. Down here it is always as black as the night, so many fish here have their very own light. They use it to locate a mate or some prey. Food hunting is hard like this day after day. Abyss, 13,200 to 19,800 feet. You won't find many creatures in this deep, cold sea. Sea cucumber, sea spider, and tripod are three. The abyss has a carpet of thick, yucky muck. Animals have legs so they will not get stuck. Trench, 19,800 feet and deeper. Before we go up, it is really a must that you visit the vents, which are cracks in Earth's crust. It is up through these vents that the hot waters spout and warm up these clams and these worms hereabout. Giant clams and tube worms have enough things to eat because this deep spot has unusual heat. Oh, say can you see by my undersea clock, it is time the fair glubber got back to the dock. And now that our trip below sea is all done, I will bet that you too have a wish for some... sun. The end.